everywhere.
I love the lust room.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's warmest podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
And I'm still wearing a jacket because I'm actually a tidbit cold.
You're it's like 75.
I also know that your basement's kind of cold, too.
Yeah, I do have a chilly basement.
So, yeah.
Especially because it's not finished, so there's no insulation.
That's true. But, I mean, still, like, the brick wall definitely gives off a lot of cold.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, it's chilly. Yeah. I love it down here in the fucking summer.
Though. Oh, I bet.
It's the
bet.
Best. Yeah. I've said now for, like the past 5 years, I'm gonna get like a futon or something so I can actually sleep down here in the summer.
Nice. I mean, if you just like, you just gotta move some shit.
Yeah,
out
I gotta clean
there.
All that shit over there anyway. There's so much crap that we can get rid of.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's a nice little area over there. Hang a couple more drapes, give yourself like nice secludedness, and then a little futon.
Because I also want to hang up that punching bag finally, and that's basically the only place I can do it. There's just so much shit.
There's shit everywhere.
Shit everywhere.
I mean, tomorrow's going to be a nice day. Maybe wake up, be like, I'm ready for the day, and then sleep, and go back to sleep.
Speaking of tomorrow, you and I still doing that thing? Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow I will have, like, solid plans for the week, so then we can make plans. I just wanted to try and do it next week for sure.
Next week for sure? Okay.
So, Wednesday after, like, 3 o'clock, I'm good. We're talking about a schedule. We'll do that later.
Wednesday after 3, actually, Tuesday and Thursdays are the only days. It's not good for me.
Well, that works for me because I have school both those days.
Okay, good.
But I close
my gym time on those days. And
gotcha.
I'm really getting sick of moving that around.
I close tomorrow, so that's a no-go there.
All right.
But Wednesday and Friday, we'll try.
Okay.
We'll try then.
Give it a go.
Yeah.
Get me fitted for clothes.
No, boy.
Oh, jeez.
It's coming.
If you guys don't know, Andy's getting married. For truly, no.
For people who follow this, you might know, but
for
that,
people whose first episode is this.
Yeah, I'm getting married.
So. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Real exciting. Actually, it's really depressing because you're off the market.
I know. Monotony's not fun.
Monotony? Monogamy?
Monogamy.
You could say monogamy is monotonous.
Yeah. I always give her shit. I'm like, you down with polygamy, baby? She's like, no. Kill him.
Stop it.
It's like, you could have a sister wife.
Andy. I was joking about bringing Diane to the wedding. It really made Camilla mad.
I hope she randomly listens to this one again, and she's just like, really?
Because she was, like, texting me back, like, please don't bring her. I'm like, I'm not going to bring her. Come on. I was just joking.
You know what? I can't fathom because I'm not a chick.
Yeah.
Is, like, she's getting married to me, so she really has nothing to worry about. But God help you if someone brings up Diane. It's like fucking saying Voldemort's name in Harry Potter. It's just like the bitch that shall not be named.
Oh.
And I'm like, it's like so long ago.
No wonder I struck a chord with her then when I texted her that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
First thing she says, she's like, wedding party's not allowed to bring guests. I'm like, but just saying.
But I wish I could understand it, but I don't.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully she doesn't listen.
Well, we got a good track record going.
Yeah.
Like one every 3 months or something.
She only listens when she knows she's been mentioned.
Yeah. Don't you make any...
text her right now.
Facebook things. Hey, mention your bitch.
I'll put in the synopsis of the episode. This week, Matt and Andy talk about weddings. Camilla.
Pissing her off.
Yeah.
Watch Andy not be back next week.
This is the One Hit Combo Podcast.
So I've got a lot of playtime with the new Infamous game.
Nice. Yeah. How do you like it?
It's fantastic.
Is it?
It's literally, they took all the good things from the two games and just made this one, and it looks pretty.
Awesome.
And the story's really good. So.
That's good. I've never played an Infamous game.
They're fun. I think I have both. No, I kept both. I really loved Infamous. I miss not having electric powers though. Smoke's cool, but like the electric from the first two games were so cool.
Yeah.
I love electric power. Some of the powers, there's like neon and television, which is like sort of electric, but and then the last one's concrete. You fight some guy who's got paper powers.
Really?
I was like, paper cut to death, bitch!
I got, this week I got 6 games for $30 Gamers.
Was that this week? Man, that thing felt like a while ago.
Yeah, that was this week. That was like Wednesday or something like that.
Oh, damn, dude, time. Anywho, what'd you get?
I got, I always forget one when I do this, but, oh, well, actually all the cases are over there, so I should be able to see them. I got Dante's Inferno.
Ooh, which 360?
PS3.
Nice. Good game. Good game.
Yeah, I
plenty
love
of boobies.
Game. Yeah, I love that. I rented it for one day and I beat the entire thing.
Oh, nice.
And I loved it.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, I got
it. I really enjoyed the demo, so
that was the only one I didn't get off the bargain rack.
All right. Wait, there's a bargain rack?
Yeah, you can get 4 games for 20 or 5 for 25.
And it was like
PS3. 360 and PS3 games.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. How much?
4 for 20, 5 for 25.
That's awesome. All right.
Yeah. Got Duke Nukem Forever.
Can't go wrong there. Have fun with that, sir.
That was the one I sent you when I was like, okay, yeah. So I got Marvel Ultimate Alliance because I can't find mine.
All right. That makes sense.
That came with Forza 2. So.
Was it like a double disc?
Yeah, it was a dual disc.
All right.
Yeah. Then I got Resident Evil 5.
Nice. The last good one.
And Star Wars The Force Unleashed.
Oh, that's a good one.
Was that all of them? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And I also got Titanfall this week.
Oh,
what's up?
For PC?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, did you get an Xbox One?
No.
Nice.
No, for PC.
All 48 gigs of it?
Oh, my God, dude. It took me an entire afternoon to, like, install the thing.
Did you have to use Origin?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay. How is it?
I haven't played yet.
Oh.
I've been waiting on Stefan and Tyler to be like, hey, we can play.
Gotcha.
I was going to play multiplayer with them.
Are the PC requirements heavy?
No, we talked about this last week. Remember when you said Half-Life did the same thing where like you could almost run it on any computer?
Oh, yeah, because they're using a really... Aren't they using the Source?
I don't know what Titanfall uses, but I know its requirements are not that high.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I thought that's what was holding me back, was I thought Titanfall's requirements were, like, insane.
No. I'm well over the minimum.
Titanfall PC requirements.
So, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Have you played any?
I haven't played any of it yet.
How long did it take you to download and install it?
It took me a few hours.
Few hours.
Ugh. Yeah, it took a
while. Do you know
what,
like, 24 gigs of that is? Uncompressed audio.
Really?
Yep. I read an article about it.
Wow.
That's like half the reason that game's huge.
Huh.
Uncompressed audio.
And the thing is, like, I wanted to set it and then, like, go do things, but, like...
Oh, shit.
It's a disc 1, 2, 3 thing. What's up? You looking at the requirements?
Yeah.
And they're not
that
bad,
right?
That
is not much at all.
Yeah, see?
Holy crap, you only need a dual core processor?
Uh-huh.
Jesus. All right.
Yeah.
Rock on. That's
it.
Damn. All right.
Yeah, you should get it. You should get it.
Is it still... Oh, wait. There's always sales online.
You should get it.
I will get it.
You should get it.
It's a good price.
You should get it. You should get it.
Do you know if you can use the 360 controller with it?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Sweet.
Pretty sure. Because Stefan plays it on PC, and I know he hates using keyboards.
All right.
So.
Cool. I got tried out Contacts this week.
Did you?
Yep.
How'd those go?
Fucking hate it.
You fucking hate it? I hated it the first time I had Contacts, too, though. Now I love Contacts, so, you know.
See, here's the struggle. I don't mind it. I know I can touch my eye. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem. The right eye, perfect. I can do it, like, get it in, fine, get it out, fine. Uh-huh. The left eye is, like, a goddamn struggle for some reason.
Yeah.
And when I'm trying to get it out, I'm just, like, grabbing my eye and shit. And I'm like, if this keeps up like this, the amount of damage I'm going to do to my eye trying to get it out rather than, like, and they're not working that. My old-ass prescription sunglasses, glasses are sharper and better than the contacts.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But my mom also, I guess she said, and I guess this can be hereditary, but she said she couldn't really wear contacts because she had like a protein buildup. And, like, it would get foggy, so she'd have to, like, wash them every 2 hours. I'm like, it's not really worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, when I first got contacts, I had trouble taking them in and out of my eyes, though, too.
Like, right now, I really don't know if I have the left contact out or not. I think I got it out because when I put an eye drop in, it feels cold all over my eye. So, like, I think it's out. And one time when I went to grab my eye.
Do you want me to look? Because I could tell.
Can you?
Yeah. You can see the contact in your eye.
Can you? Yeah. Like, is it, like, very visible?
No, you can just see the rim of the contact, because it's a little bit bigger than your iris.
All right, then I know it's gone, then.
You can see it just a little bit when you look up real close.
All right.
You'll see it.
All right.
Actually,
well, then,
the other day, my contact was flipped, and it wasn't sticking well. And so whenever you blink, it'd move all over, and it was kind of funny, because I was looking at my eye, and I'd blink, and it'd be like, around my eye.
All right, then, yeah, I have it out. My eye's just irritated now. It's like sore fucking bruise. So I'm just gonna get some new glasses. I'll just be glasses guy.
You're quitting too early.
I know I'm quitting too early, but dude, my eye hurts so bad.
You're quitting. You're a quitter.
No. Don't call me that. I might use them for special occasions.
I got contacts in right now and they're fantastic. In fact, I fell asleep in them, so did that 2 days in a row.
How was it getting it out?
I never took it out, actually. I just put in eye drops.
No. Right.
Yeah.
I have no problem when they're in. I love them. They don't bother me. But like I said, I think I got maybe the wrong prescription, or these aren't just working, because I know my vision's better with my old prescription than these.
Yeah.
So. I go back on Wednesday, so. See you then.
We got contact news coming up later.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Nifty. Does it involve Google Glass?
Because that'd be sweet. No.
Google Contact.
But that would be sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Finally played some Pathfinder.
Oh, yeah.
And got a lot done.
I forgot. Like, it's been so long since we talked about it. I kind of forgot where we're at.
Yeah. God. I'm trying to remember where we're at, too, because we played. Like, we played, and then we, like, skipped 2 weeks, and then we played and didn't do much. And then we skipped a week, and we played today and did a whole hell of a lot. Or played yesterday and did a lot.
All right. Well, you know, just start from what you guys did, or the highlights from your...
Okay. Well, so starting the last time we played, we're supposed to just... Remember the golden plates?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still happening. We're trying to get some of those.
All right.
So what we have to do is, this one guy has them, and he's like a necromancer, or he conjures things, and...
Now, is this dude in your kingdom or outside your kingdom? Or
He's outside another kingdom. All
right.
And we're basically helping them out because they're like, okay, we know where this guy is. He has the gold plate. If you could also kill him so he stops sending these abominations over, that would be fantastic. So, we go there. It's like this monastery almost in like a graveyard.
Ooh.
Fought a skeleton. I did all the damage because I'm the only one that has a blunt weapon. All
right. What do you have?
Morningstar.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I carry a few weapons with me.
Nice.
I'm ready for a lot of things. I've got a Morningstar. I've got my flame sword, which is my main weapon. I've got a long bow, which actually has flame arrows, too.
Nice.
I have a silver dagger, in case I'm ever fighting where anything. Any lycanthropes. I have a cold iron trident.
Ooh.
Which also... I can use as a brace weapon, so if something's running at me, I can brace for the attack. And I have a blade boot.
Sweet. How'd you get that? You just
bought it? Just bought it, yeah. Nice. I was like, I want a blade boot, you know? In case I'm ever grappled, really early on, like one of our first dungeons that we ever went in, I got grappled by a bed.
A bed?
Yeah, an evil bed.
All right.
And if I had the blade boot, I could have kicked the guy, you know? So...
I got grappled by a bed.
We go into this monastery, we go downstairs, and we go into this room. And the more we go into the room, the more pissed off we get at each other.
Like, in the game?
Yeah.
Not okay.
In the game. Okay, in the game, Austin's like, you guys are getting more angry. So I was just saying shit about the last battle. I was like, you guys really helped there. That was great. That was real fun. I like doing all the work myself. I'm supposed to be the healer, you know, but I guess I'll kill everything. And so... Tyler Swanson goes all the way into the room and sees this, like, I don't know how to put it. Like, this guy's like an abomination. It's like a baby looking thing with like one weak arm and one normal arm. We named him Lenny.
Oh, God. Lenny the Abomination.
Tyler tried to kill him, which is a good thing he didn't because he's actually helping us. But Tyler tried to kill him, and he ends up getting these goggles that they're like spider goggles. That's what they're called. But you can see all the way around you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ooh. It adds like 4 to his perception check or something like that. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Very cool.
So he got that. And we go back up to the top, and we actually seal the casket. The stairs were in a casket. You had to open the casket and then walk down the stairs. We seal the casket with, like, some alchemist glue. I don't know what the fuck that was. I kind of skipped a minor detail, which ends up being really funny. There's a bunch of urns, and we have this, like, bag of holding, which has, like, a portal in it. It's like a portal to another dimension. Basically, it can hold all our stuff up to a certain amount without weighing more. So, yeah. So we put the urn, or Stefan put the urn in the hole, and, like, a ghostly hand came out and scratched him on the face and, like, gave him a scar. And so then we pulled the urn out, and then the ghostly figure went away. So we brought Lenny back, and Tyler's holding Lenny, and we're like, dude, put this urn in the hole. And Lenny's like, no. We're like, seriously, it'll be funny. Put the urn in the hole. And Lenny smacks the urn and breaks it. And this ghostly hand comes out and rips his strong arm off. And you know that scene in Dumb and Dumber where that what's his face accidentally takes those like rat poison instead of heart medicine?
Yes.
And they're both like laughing at him because they think they got him. That's basically what we were doing to Lenny.
That's great.
He was on the ground with a missing arm. We're like, yeah.
Gotcha, bitch. Oh, that's great.
So we actually go to sleep.
Oh, nice.
And
you guys actually, like, get sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Actually, I used my nap stack, so we got, like, 8 days of sleep in 8 hours.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you guys are all...
Yeah, we were super rested.
Fuck you.
But Lenny apparently disappeared, and Austin said he rolled...
Did he, like, bleed out or anything?
No, he can regrow his arm, apparently.
Oh,
so, all right. So Lenny disappears. Austin later tells us he rolled a 20 on that check, so he... like disappeared. We looked for him, but he was gone.
Oh, damn. I was gonna ask. I was like, you think you'll find him again?
Yeah.
I hope he comes back like 4 weeks from now. It's just like, what's up, bitches?
Well, we wake up glued to the floor. That's the funny thing, because I thought we were like under a spell, but we were just glued. Like, we're like, what the fuck? Lenny struck a deal with us. He wanted a couple drops of Tyler Swanson's blood. Right. Some alchemical solutions, and he wanted the blood of the guy we're supposed to kill so he can, like, apparently free himself from this place.
All right.
Yeah, so we're like, all right, deal. And then he lets us go, and for some reason we talked about killing Lenny, which, by the way, now...
You know what? You guys always... There's always someone that's like, we should kill him.
I know. I was in the camp because he was going to help us. Basically, he told us there's 7 rooms, and they're all of the 7 deadly sins. And we have to pass those rooms to get into the last room.
You know what this sounds like?
Sounds like Dante's.
Ah!
Yeah, that's right. Which is why I was having
throwback.
I was having so much fun with it.
Good.
Basically, every time whoever finishes a room, like whoever either gets the item or kills the person that in the room that we have to, gets a marking on their forearm.
Right.
And apparently, you need these markings to get into the last room. Right. So. Swanson has the marking of, it was Envy, the room we were all pissed off at each other in.
Oh, okay.
So he has the Envy marking. And God, I'm trying to remember all these in order. So we're like, okay, we go down and we find the Greed room. And there's gold everywhere, just all over the place. And we're thinking like, okay, who are we going to send in there? And it came down between Tyler 2's and Stefan. Right. And so we held a vote. Me and Stefan voted for Stefan. Tyler 2's voted for himself. Swanson voted for himself. So Stefan went in. He was the right person to go in because it was loaded with traps.
Oh, good.
And there was lava, and he has light steps.
Oh, God.
So, like,
good.
He basically just trivialized that room and just, like,
nice.
Walked all over it and gets to the lava, runs across the lava and grabs, we needed to grab a horn.
Oh,
okay. And the, Lenny was like, don't take anything else. Which was funny because at first everyone was like, well, maybe if we just kind of kick it out of the room, we can keep some of this gold. And so he comes back out and he has the horn with him and we like examine it and stuff. And apparently it's a horn of Valhalla.
Oh.
And if you blow on it, it releases 1d4 plus 1 barbarians to fight for you. So you roll 1d4 and then add 1. Right. So a magic user has to use it. So they gave it to me.
Nice.
It's also worth 50,000 gold.
Holy so, crap.
Yeah. The goggles were worth 15.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, if you're ever in a bind.
Well.
All right.
Coming up next was the sloth room. And so we thought, in the center of the room is a blanket. And basically it's 5 steps to the blanket. Every step, you have to roll a fortitude check to not fall asleep.
Oh, damn.
So we thought the best person to send in was me. Because not only do I have high fortitude to begin with, I have the skill Great Fortitude, which adds 2 to my fortitude.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And I have Mythic Great Fortitude, which means I roll twice and take the highest.
Nice.
So I go in, I roll 2, pass. I go to the second one, roll 2, pass. Go to the third one, roll 2, I fail. Jeez. And Austin's like, you're feeling really tired. You're feeling really, really tired. So if you're following along, I have 5 mythic points. I just used 3. Right. I didn't pass the third one, so I still have to use my fourth one on the third one. So I roll, pass. I go to the fourth one, roll, pass. I go to the fifth one. I don't have any mythic points left, so I can't use my mythic great fortitude. I roll, fail.
Oh, shit.
I fall asleep at the base of the fucking blankets.
Oh!
So then we send in Tyler Swanson after me because he's got the next best fortitude. Rolls, pass. Roll, pass. Roll, pass. Roll, fail. And he's like, all right, I'm almost there. Roll, pass. He gets right to me. Rolls, fails.
Oh, God.
And we're just like, oh, my God. Are you serious? Okay. So we like transport ourselves to these. Oh, I have a picture. Transport ourselves to this like dream world, and we start getting attacked by like these horse looking things that look like that. Pretty fucking creepy, huh?
Creepy and derpy. It's like,
yeah,
fight me.
But every time they're actively attacking us, so we can't like not fight back. But every time we kill one, 2 replace it.
Oh, God. That's shitty.
So I used the horn. and I rolled max, so I brought in 5 barbarians to fight.
Nice.
And we were able to hold them off while Tyler and Stefan, you know, try and talk about what they're going to do. Tyler actually took 2 steps in the room, felt groggy, and tried to jump out, but fell asleep. But he was halfway out of the room, so Stefan dragged him out and woke him up.
Oh, that's great.
Then finally, we remembered our succubus, Celine.
Oh, yeah.
She is not bound by the sins of man except for one, and that's lust.
Hey.
So she just walks in and takes the blanket and walks back out. She's like, here you go.
Nice.
Then she drags us out of there, and we wake up and
do it.
Yeah, do it. Oh, don't worry. We have yet to go to the lust room. okay, so how many sins is that? We did envy, greed, sloth. We did 3 more. I'm trying to remember the stages. Okay, I remember now. The next room was vanity.
Mm. All right.
And it was statues, all of the guy we're supposed to kill. Like, it was all him in these statues. And every time you walked by the statues, the 2 would come off the ends and fight you, but they were holding up the room.
Oh.
So that part of the room would start to collapse.
Ooh.
Fucking Tyler 2's sprints to the other end of the room. So he triggers all of these things, and they all start to collapse. And we're just like, great. And I have the slowest movement, so I'm like, dude, you killed me. Like, we all thought I was going to die. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking dead, you know? Like, luckily, I can cast Grace on myself, so I was able to actually slip by him. and nice. Sprint. But if I had waited one more turn or didn't get as far as I wanted to, yeah, I would have died.
Oh.
I would have got buried in the room.
That's that's shitty.
Yeah.
Did you do the what's up, bro?
So, I was so pissed at him. I was like, you fucked me. So, if you remember now, Swanson got the envy room marking. Right. Stefan has the greed room marking. Celine got the sloth room. Right. Celine actually opened the door to get out of this room, so she got the pride room as well.
Oh, dang. Nice.
Yeah. So she has two markings. Stefan has one. Swanson has one. Me and Tuse have no markings. We get out of there. There was no prize in that room. The prize, Lenny said, was to see all the statues of what's-his-face. So next room is Lust. For some fucking reason, Stefan walks in there with Celine, and she is like a kid in a candy store and just leaves. And we need her. We need those markings. So...
Oh, man.
So she leaves. Stefan gets his mind dominated, so he's basically just having sex with everything. Fucking Tyler Swanson walks in there. He gets his mind dominated. So they're both having sex next to each other, apparently. That's what they said they were doing, and high-fiving while it was going on. And apparently Celine makes those two make out later. I was in the bathroom for that. So,
oh my God.
Basically with Lenny's help, we found out who the leader is. And the goal of this room was just to kill the leader. Right. It was a succubus with horns or something. So Tyler and I pull out our longbows and we start firing at the succubus. We destroyed the fuck out of her. Between us, we rolled 3 20s.
Damn.
And longbows are 3 times damage.
Jesus. Yeah. You rocked that world.
We did. Now, the thing is, not only was it my idea, and I did probably the most damage, Tyler got the killing blow, so he gets the fucking marking. Yeah, so I'm the only one without a marking besides Lenny, but fuck Lenny. Oh, yeah, by the way, at this point, he is a four-armed rat named Shaw.
Really?
Yeah.
He just keeps transforming? Or?
Yeah, he used something to transform. I forget. But we did not call him Shaw. We called him Lenny. Austin was insisting on calling him Shaw, but we kept calling him Lenny.
It's Lenny. It's awesome.
So, finally we get to Gluttony. And at Gluttony, there's this guy sitting at a table with a fork and a grape. And there's food everywhere, but he just has a grape. And he has no mouth. Oh. Yeah, he's apparently an outsider. Oh, yeah, by the way, the succubus room, since succubus are demons, they're like my favorite enemy, so I get like +2 attack and damage.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I was wrecking them.
You should have just went to fucking murder town.
Yeah, I wanted to run in there and attack him, but I didn't want to get my mind dominated. Yeah,
nobody needs that.
What a way to end. Like, we don't die, we all get stuck in the lust room for all eternity.
You are sex puppets forever.
Yeah. Okay, so we get into the gluttony room. Swanson and Stefan walk up to him, and it was Swanson that pissed him off by picking up some food and handing it to him. You're not supposed to touch his food. It's a big, big deal. So the guy stands up. He's 9 feet tall.
Jesus.
He grabs Swanson, like, by the face. He's got these, like, worm-like things in his fucking hands,
oh!
And it, like, tries to go down Tyler's throat.
Oh, shit.
I know, dude. I was freaking out.
Oh.
Tyler, luckily for him, he passed all the checks for like I think it was fortitude he needed to keep it from actually going down his throat. It made it in his mouth, but it didn't go down his throat. Apparently that thing would have like started draining him, just like eating him from the inside.
That is shit.
Yeah, that would have been a horrible fucking way to go.
Yeah.
So Stefan's attacking him with his two swords. What are they? Wakizashi and Sword of Subtlety. He's attacking him. Tyler, even though he's grappled by the face, he can still throw bombs.
Right.
He threw his bombs, but he forgot to exclude. He can exclude some spaces. He forgot to exclude people. So, like, he's hurting people while this is happening. I got precise shots, so I'm shooting arrows. And no matter what, I'm not going to hit Tyler. So, I hit the guy a couple times. I did get a critical.
Nice.
Then two's next to me for some reason shoots his bow, but he doesn't have precise shot, so he hits Tyler. And then the next round comes around, and, you know, I shoot and hit him, and then Tyler's like, okay, I'm going to shoot my bow. And I'm like, no. You go up there. You got, like, strong melee attack.
Tank? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he never wants to be the tank.
But he's the tank.
But he is the tank, yeah.
What the fuck?
So we send him in there, and I think Tyler gets the killing blow on him, and I'm like, oh, great, you get a marking. And Austin's like, no, 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 you guys didn't complete the puzzle. Oh. So we find out the grape is magical and the fork is magical, and I'm holding the fork, and Stefan's holding the grape. And so we're like, and so we stab the fork into the grape, and then I quickly eat it. And then Austin's like, okay. And a marking appears on your arm. I'm like, yeah.
Nice.
And Stefan's like, fuck you, you stole that from me. You stole my marking. I'm like, dude, I had the fork.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Is that where you...
That's where we ended.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh. You guys did do a lot.
Though. Yeah. We just have Wrath in the main room left.
Oh, shit. I bet mm-hmm. Wrath's going to be insane.
Yeah, Austin was like, I really like the room Wrath, which always means it's going to be fucking hard. It's pretty fucking sweet.
You're going to get shit rocked.
Yeah. Well, we are 30 minutes into this podcast.
Nice. Told you we'd have a long intro.
Yep.
Long and hard. That's the way we like it.
You got anything else?
Nope.
All right, let's go into gaming news.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
Facebook bought the Oculus Rift.
Boo.
You upset with that?
I guess I'm not upset. I just, it's one of those things, you know, Facebook's going to fuck with it.
Yeah.
And it's not, the Oculus isn't going to be what it's supposed to be anymore, I think.
I'm willing to wait to see. I saw a lot of people say, what does Facebook want to do with it? It's not a Facebook machine. I'm like, a company as big as Facebook wants to, like, do other things, too. Yeah. So.
And, I mean, at heart, Mark Zuckerberg, he's, like, a technology dude. So, I mean,
yeah.
Oculus is kind of, like, cutting edge. So,
yeah, I'm willing to see. I'm willing to wait and
like,
see
I'm not,
what they're going
to
do.
I'm not internet raged about it. I was just like, oh, Facebook bought Oculus.
Okay. Minecraft actually pulled from the Oculus after that.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't,
that would have been fun.
That would have been cool. When I started thinking about that, I was like, that would have been really fun.
They should create a Pathfinder game for the Oculus. Oh, my God. If we were all sitting there at Austin's table with the Oculus Rift on. All
right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there's boobs everywhere.
I love the lust room.
Table just starts grinding. Tyler, sit down.
Yeah. Also, Microsoft has no plans to bring any more Halo games to Steam.
They brought Halo games to Steam?
Halo Spartan Assault.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. I've never heard of that game.
Yeah, so it says here PC users won't be able to finish the fight.
Oh, shit. Oh. Let's see what they did there.
No further Halo games planned at this time.
Eh.
Eh.
Halo's always been on the 360 or the Xbox, so.
Yeah.
Get wrecked.
PlayStation or Sony licenses over 1,000 developers to self-publish on PlayStation consoles.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's a lot of publishers,
that
man.
That is a lot.
They're like kicking so much ass this generation. They're doing so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, I know Microsoft's doing well too, but just Sony's just knocking shit out of the park, man.
You know, they got they're gonna get games such as Binding of Isaac Rebirth and N++.
Nice. I played Binding of Isaac. That was a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Never played that N++ though.
Or N+.
Or N+, whatever.
Yeah.
I never played.
We have a preview for April's PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
PS4, you'll be able to get Mercenary Kings.
Which I've never heard of.
I've never heard of either. PS3, you can get Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse.
Ooh.
Stealth.
Is that the second? It was like.
Is that the second Epic Mickey?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Stealth Inc., A Clone in the Dark. And Batman Arkham City.
I own Arkham City.
I don't, but I will be sure to download it.
Dude, it is the best. I know Arkham Origins was okay, I guess, but Arkham City is so good.
Yeah. And for the Vita, you can get Pixel Junk Monsters Unlimited HD and Velocity Ultra.
Ooh. Dude, I have. All right, so Marissa got me my PS4 for $370. So I basically had $600 saved up for the PS4. And every once in a blue moon, I'm like, I could use that rest to get a Vita.
I could get the Vita.
Yeah. But if I had a job where, say, like, if I had a job where I would just, like, watch security monitors all day, I would buy a Vita like that.
Yeah.
But I have an iPhone. I can mobile game on that. I have no reason for a mobile gaming another one, so.
Yeah.
But maybe down the line when the applications get cooler, the cross-play and all that, I'll buy one.
Disney has acquired Maker Studios for $500 million. That includes Polaris, which has PewDiePie, Game Grumps, Total Biscuit. Basically, they're gaining 5 billion views and 380 million subscribers over the YouTube networks.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Did you see that Screwtech got... Did they get bought or just merged? Or did they just make a deal and get licensed?
I think it's like a little bit of column A, column B. Mm. They're part of Fullscreen now, and Fullscreen's rebranding their entire gaming section, the Screw Attack Network, and Screw Attack's the facilitator of that.
Oh, shit. So that's a pretty good deal for them then.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good for them then. I didn't quite understand the deal from the readings, but that explains it. Damn.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm. So not only, Screw Attack's now doing that. Maker Studios got bought by Disney. Warner Bros. Has Machinima.
I always forget Warner Brothers owns Machinima.
It's insane, man.
Dude, Disney, they're making a bunch of smart moves lately.
All the top internet talent's getting swallowed up. You know what that means?
What?
We're now at the top.
We're the last independent rebels. Fuck the man until you
please
offer us
buy
a
us lot. Disney.
Yeah. Yeah. If you offer us half a... How much was it?
$500 million.
Damn.
That's
a lot of bottled water and microphones.
It's true. Bottled water is probably our biggest expense. We go through 3 bottles in a session.
Every once in a while, I try to remember to bring mine so I don't have to take yours.
It doesn't matter.
Water!
Sounds good. Let's take a water break.
That's good. Refresh the voices.
All right, that will do it for gaming news. Let's go on to technology.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
I like how our opening segment was 30 minutes long, and I did gaming in 7 minutes.
That's awesome.
We ran through that.
I love how much, like, if we have a short intro, we'll, like, extend everything else. But if we have a long intro, we're like, all right, we'll just fly through
everything. Basically jog through the entire sections. Yeah. Scientists are creating a sensor for night vision contact lenses.
Is this the news you're talking about?
Yep.
That's freaking crazy. I don't know. Oh. Nope.
Scientists have created the first room temperature light detector that can sense full infrared spectrum, which, according to researchers at the University of Michigan, can be made so thin that they can easily be stacked on night vision contact lenses.
That's insane. Think of, like, I know military, but think about the military applications behind that.
That would be insane.
No more night vision goggles, night vision contacts.
Back in 2011, some speculated that SEAL Team 6 used night vision contact lenses in the operation that killed Osama bin Laden, but those rumors never been substantiated.
Hmm.
But this invention is actually very real.
That's cool. I wonder how that'll be applied in the future.
I wonder where do you put those when they're not in your eyes?
Like, yeah, how do you, like...
Can you put that in saline solution?
Yeah. You'd probably have to use some kind of special solution.
Yeah. Like vegetable oil.
Good old motor oil, and just pop it in your eye when you're done. The black will go away eventually.
A team that hails from Advanced Manufacturing Research Center at the University of Sheffield have been exploring innovative ways to 3D print complex designs. They've built disposable drones a 5-foot-wide drone made of just 9 parts that looks like a tiny stealth bomber. There's a picture for you right there.
What? 3D printing's getting awesome, I know. Man.
Basically, they're opening the door for printing a fuck ton of disposable drones.
That's insane. That's 3D printing is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an article about someone just did a skull transplant and they used 3D printed material.
I know. Soon I'll be able to 3D print myself a girlfriend.
Soon. You do such a good bottom lip quiver.
Yes, I do a good bottom lip quiver.
Damn. I cannot wait for the day that 3D printers become like consumer priced. It's going to be just fucking crazy.
Andy will be making dildos for days.
Camilla, I just can't stop printing dildos. This is why you quit your job. Yes.
I want a divorce. Taco Bell's breakfast phone comes with free tacos and angry creditors. Recently, Taco Bell sent out 1,000 free phones to social influencers to promote its unholy bastardization of what it calls a breakfast taco.
Do they have a picture of the phone?
Yeah, they do. Basically, it's just some fucking cheap phone with breakfast phone on the back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's not as cool as marketing as I thought it would be.
No. But unfortunately for one unwitting participant, his gift has also came attached to bill collectors, court orders, and one charge of truancy.
Oh, shit.
As part of the stunts, the burner phone came with instructions to keep the phones on their person at all times. For the majority of the recipients, the phone buzzed a few times with breakfast-related missions, and that's it. Adam Chandler, however, was special. He said, "Moments after I hysterically tweeted, Instagrammed, and Facebooked the pictures of my new status signifier, the phone buzzed to life. It was a call from an 800 number. The moment, my moment, had arrived. This is Greg, and I'm giving you a call from Capital One. We have a lot of options that have recently become available and wanted to discuss them with you. Please give us a call at..." When I hung up, my breakfast phone chirped again. I had 6 voicemails waiting for me.
Holy shit!
I had already been derelict in my duties. I hadn't, but someone else had. "Hello, this is Mary Curie High School calling to inform you that your child, name withheld, was marked absent from school today. Please send a signed note with your child when he returns to school to verify his absence. Please keep in mind that your child is required by the Chancellor of New York City to have a 90% attendance for promotion. So please send your child to school every day."
What?
Chandler still received his waffle taco-related texts, but they were severely outnumbered by calls from Con Ed collectors, questions about rogue high schoolers, and even a request to appear at Bronx Criminal Court.
Oh my god. That sucks. I'd be so pissed if Taco Bell sent me a phone.
I would just send it back. Like, no.
Ugh.
No.
Taco Bell plays a big part in the South Park game.
Do they? God damn it, I want to play that.
4 gigs online.
I ordered it from Newegg, and it's still...
You're still waiting on it.
Yeah, I still got a claim out there.
Oh, god damn. Dude, it is... It's good. It's good. Yeah. I enjoy it.
I want to play it.
I just beat it last night. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Spray-on surgical film could make sutures redundant.
That's pretty nifty.
Researchers from the University of Maryland have developed a technique to apply a thin film of biodegradable material which can conform to skin, holding surgical incisions shut and protecting them from the outside world. In fact, the team decided to use a commercial airbrush, usually used for paint, to apply the material.
I assumed it worked.
Apparently it worked from researching it. It's not being used in the field.
That's neat. That's some next generation medical stuff. Right,
what I think is really cool is the I don't know what they call it. I always call it a skin graft gun, but the one where they put skin cells and stem cells on an airbrush, and instead of like using skin grafts, they brush over the burns, and it's like way more effective.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Like, it takes hold in like a few days rather than weeks, and it almost completely covers them. Like, you've never been burned.
Oh, dude, that's some next generation shit right there.
I know.
Dude, medical technology is mind blowing.
That's
sometimes.
Fucking insane, man.
Yeah. You got to go out of your way to find it sometimes, but it's insane. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's crazy how much lasers are used in the medical field nowadays.
Yeah.
Just fucking lasers. My mom's like, you can go have that laser eye surgery to get your vision better. I'm like, no. I don't want a lightsaber in my eye.
It's like $1,000 per eye.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's not very high for a surgery like
but
that.
But you're awake for it, man. You're awake when they're shooting a laser in your eye.
I heard of a new procedure. I was listening to Todd and Tyler. They were talking to Tom Arnold. And
Josh says he saw him the other day.
Oh, yeah. He was in town, yeah.
Yeah, Warner Park.
Oh, at Warner Park, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Friday, Saturday. He was at the Funny Bone.
Nice. All right.
He had been trying for years and years to have a kid. And apparently, he's got a really low sperm count. All right. So apparently they tried and tried and tried, you know, a ton of times, did like the in vitro fertilization, everything. And they're like, they were about to give up. They're like, well, unless there's anything else, we might as well quit. And he's like, well, there is one more thing we started to do where they cut open the sac, pull out the testicles, stick a needle in them, and pull out like one sperm.
Oh!
I know! Oh! Isn't that the most horrifying thing? He did it, yeah.
Oh.
And lucky for him, it fucking worked.
Oh.
Isn't that the worst thing ever?
I wouldn't want anyone to talk to me for like a week after that surgery. Just leave me alone.
I want
to
be in my room.
I need quiet. I need to be by myself.
All right, that will do it for technology news. Let's move into news.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the Three Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
You know, we always like to do our porn stats here.
Yes. Love porn stats.
This comes from Pornhub.
Yes.
Which are favorite search categories for major cities. Oh,
these are always great.
I know some of these are weird. let's start with Philadelphia. With I'm not gonna do all of them because there's 25 cities here.
Oh,
but,
damn.
Ebony, followed by black, followed by massage, followed by college, followed by lesbian.
All right.
Most popular porn star is Lisa Ann.
All right.
Oh my God. Phoenix, Arizona. Massage, followed by MILF, followed by teen, followed by lesbian, followed by mom. Favorite porn star is Farrah Abraham. The pride of Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Did you see she did a second one? She's a full-blown porn star.
Oh, my
now.
God. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's full-blown.
Portland, Oregon, one of theirs is yoga.
All right.
Yeah, Lisa Ann is their most popular porn star.
Who is this, Lisa? Go to the internet.
San Francisco, Asian by a far margin.
Really?
The most. Yeah, followed by massage, followed by Japanese. Last one is casting.
The fuck is that?
It's the casting couch. Have you seen that?
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I need you to explain like I'm five.
Oh God.
The cast is it real life or is it scripted?
It's scripted.
It's scripted. It's scripted. Okay. Well, then that's all I need to know. And Lisa Ann is not attractive. I don't know why she is the fucking internet's favorite.
St. Louis, Missouri. Pretty much all really close. Ebony, teen, MILF, black, Asian, Lisa Ann, most popular. Washington, D.C., pretty much the same thing. College and casting are up there, too. Lisa Ann again. Can I cycle back around? Yes, replay. Anchorage, Alaska. Lisa Ann again. Smoking is number one in Anchorage. Yeah.
Smoking? That's weird.
Atlanta. Pretty much everything you'd expect. Ebony, black, massage, college, lesbian. Austin, Texas. Point of View is at the top.
All right.
Lisa Ann again. Another. Also Lisa Ann in Baltimore. Cartoon is the fifth one in Baltimore.
All right. They like them some real 34.
Boston is a Farrah Abraham fan.
All right.
Charlotte, Lisa Ann again.
Damn.
Chicago again. Columbus, yep.
Really?
Detroit. Bell Knox.
All right.
Squirt is the fifth one in Detroit. Honolulu, Hawaii. Asian by a huge margin.
Yeah.
followed by Japanese, followed by Korean, followed by massage, followed by Hawaii. And Alina Lee is their favorite. Houston, all the basics, Lisa Ann again.
Damn.
Indianapolis, cartoon is second in Indianapolis.
Dang.
Lisa Ann again. Jacksonville, Farrah Abraham fan. Los Jeez. Angeles, pretty much tied, massage, Asian, followed by casting. Lisa Ann again. Memphis, guess who?
Lisa Ann.
Yeah. Minneapolis, guess who?
Damn.
New Orleans, guess who?
She must, when they do the, do they still do the, yeah, the adult film awards? Yeah. She must just rank up then, man.
Yeah. Same with New York, and that's the last one. Oh.
That is hilarious.
Utah man finds bones in his backyard.
Yeah.
Apparently they're probably human.
Oh.
A Utah man uncovered some old bones while digging in a pond in his backyard. He thought they looked human, so he called Salt Lake City police. Police handed the bones over to state medical examiners who suspected that the bones are human and very old.
Oh, okay. Well, at least he's not getting any murder charges.
Examiners told the station that they'd run tests to determine the remains and to date the remains and determine for sure if they are indeed human.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You found a caveman.
In 2012, an Iowa family was picking blueberries when they found a mammoth femur jutting out of a creek.
Jesus. That would suck to fall on.
Back to porn stars. You remember Val Midwest? She posed nude outside of Lincoln Pius X.
No.
You don't remember that?
No. How long ago was this?
Like last year. She posed nude outside of Lincoln Pius X. She was 19, starting a porn star career, getting back at her teachers.
No.
Well, she was sentenced to 45 days in prison for it. She said she's taking it as a really bad vacation.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does suck.
What's her name?
Val Midwest.
Val Midwest.
And a name I'm not going to pronounce out of Romania. experienced pain when he swallowed a fork.
Ooh.
Ooh.
X-rays reveal the object, which became lodged in his throat after he gulped down in a bet with some friends to prove how tough he was. He said, I had been drinking, and I bet my friend I could swallow a fork without getting hurt. I put the fork in my mouth and managed to swallow it. I realize now it's a very stupid thing to do. I won't be taking part in any bets for a while.
Ugh. That sucks.
Doctors were not impressed by the man's story and told him they didn't have time to remove the fork, which was lodged in his esophagus and not immediately threatening any vital organs. They suggested to wait to see if the fork would take the natural course.
You have to poop out a fork?
However, he said that if the fork reached his stomach, he'd be back for an operation.
F that noise.
Yeah. You find her yet?
Yeah, I found her, but now I want the news. Like, why did she do this?
Just to get back at teachers.
Really?
Yeah. She said students and teachers made fun of her for going into porn.
So she, all right.
So she posed outside and Lincoln Pius X nude.
See, I didn't know that Pius X was a high school.
It is. Catholic high school.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right, that will do it for news. That will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-pc, email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com, and search for us on youtube.com, 3-8-combo-podcast. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. The top